Well, we'll get back to that game. But first, man, this has got to be one of his busiest times of the year, and that is Adam Schefter, our NFL ESPN insider, courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, thank you for joining us. What can you tell us, the latest and the greatest, with the Broncos GM search up to the minute?
Well, George Payton's going to be there today. He flew in this morning from Minnesota to Denver. And the fact that he's there, I think he's the first in-person candidate to interview there for a GM job. They've had the Zoom calls, and I think they like Terry Fontenot, who I think is also very much in play in Atlanta and Detroit. I think that just going through this, Dave Ziegler pulled out. I'm missing somebody. George Payton's there. Oh, Champ Kelly, still very much alive, viable.
Okay.
But I'm just going to go by what I see. If George Payton is the first guy in, that tells me that that is the direction that they're thinking right now. Now, again, we'll see how the talks go today. We'll see how he likes them. They like him. He's been elusive to pin down. He's been offered other GM jobs before. He has not taken them in the past. My understanding is that with him and his wife being from California, that they are more open to getting a home, and they like the job. And so we'll see how that works out. But, again, I think that the fact that he's the first one in would tell you that he might be, I don't want to say he is, but he might be the favorite to get that job.
I know he was in strong consideration for the Lions as well. Does he have a secondary interview like this set up with the Lions yet?
I believe he's already been there.
He's already been there. Okay, so yes. That probably is a good sign that he's in town. What about the other GM jobs? Is anything starting to shake loose there? Because it might cause a chain reaction.
Well, yeah, I think you're really starting to see this now come to the surface, right? We've got Adam Peters, who used to be in Denver, now San Francisco, in Carolina today. We've got George Payton in Denver. We've got Brad Holmes with the Rams, their director of college scouting, who's on his way to Detroit tonight for an interview there with the Lions, and they seem to really like him.
Okay.
So, again, I mean, I think you could almost pin it down, right? Like George Payton in line in Denver, as is Champ Kelly. Holmes in line in Detroit. Terry Fontenot in line in Atlanta.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean somebody like Rick Smith couldn't land the Falcons GM job or Champ Kelly couldn't land the Denver job. These things are unpredictable.
Right.
But as we stand here today, on Tuesday afternoon, whatever day we're on, all the days blend together, to be honest, that's how the picture is shaking out.
How do the Lions, do you think, Adam, feel about Matt Stafford?
How do the Lions feel about him?
Yeah.
They like Matthew Stafford. I think that they view him as a quarterback that they'd like to have around there. Again, I think, you know, let's see who they hire as the GM. Let's see who they hire as the head coach. Let's see how Matthew Stafford feels about that.
Yeah, I'm taking a few leaps here because I'm thinking if Payton does get the job, I'm just sort of going through in my head on that. In Minnesota, man, from Brett Favre to Kirk Cousins to Sam Bradford, they've had a I mean, they've drafted a couple of guys, including Teddy Bridgewater, but they've had some pretty prominent free agent trade acquisitions there, and I'm just wondering if that would make sense for the Broncos and how big that may go.
A trade for Matthew Stafford?
Yeah. Yep.
I think it would make some sense, potentially. The question is, what does Detroit then do at quarterback? What does Denver give up? And I think maybe most important, how does Denver take that contract and fit it under its salary cap?
Adam, here locally, there's been a huge conversation, obviously, around ownership and how big of a deal that's going to be for our future GM. You know, is the next GM going to be worried about that or not? And the narrative has been, well, you pay him enough money, you guarantee him enough money, and all of a sudden, that doesn't matter so much. So curious, how much do you think the Denver Broncos GM job is worth for a guy like George Payton, for example?
Salary-wise?
Yeah. We just saw, help me out here. Texans guy just got $30 million.
Mario.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the Broncos GM job, I don't believe is going to pay $30 million for 6 years. I don't think it's going to be there. I think that when you look at GM salaries, they're across the board, right? So it depends on your level of experience, your level of account, like anything in life, okay? It's not unique to being an NFL general manager. It would depend on who they're – I don't like to speculate on the salaries, but I would just say this, that, you know, George Payton would command a good, healthy salary. I don't think he – well, Nick Casario would be a framework. We'll just say that. I don't think he'd make more than that.
Right.
But then again, he can make the argument that he deserves every bit as much as Nick Casario.
Sure.
Why not? He can say that. I don't know where they'll fall in. And by the way, could he then say, okay, well, you're not paying me what I'm asking for. I'm going to go to Detroit.
Right. Exactly.
Or can he not?
Right.
I mean, there's so many. It's hard to, when you're asking for a price, it's like any negotiation for a house, for an employee, for a car, a used car. There are a lot of factors involved.
It helps when somebody else wants you, that's for sure. And if he's already been to Detroit, that probably is a good sign for Broncos fans, if he's the best candidate, that he's here today. And, here we go. We'll see, right? We're fixing to find out, as Gary Kubiak famously once said. Hey, what's going on with the coaching searches, especially Eric Bieniemy? I got to admit, I kind of thought we'd hear more about EB being hired by now.
I agree. Should have been hired by now, not hired by now. Oh, I don't know that you can hire him, but you get a framework in place being at his team. Excuse me, he's alive in the playoffs. And so I'll say this. Whereas at the beginning of the cycle, it seemed like there was a lot of momentum for him. It doesn't feel like the strength of that momentum is quite the same. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I want to be proven wrong. I want him to get a job. I think he's worthy of a head coaching job. But it doesn't feel like there's this huge wave of momentum in that direction. And again, you heard Houston calling today, right? Which Houston initially didn't even call him to interview. Houston needs Eric Bieniemy a lot more than Eric Bieniemy needs Houston.
Okay.
Okay, so, if I were Houston, I would do everything in my power to go hire Eric Bieniemy. Are they going to? I don't know what they're going to do. I think Houston's a little bit of a bind here. So, like I said, very fluid, day-to-day. When it first started, I would say, oh, yeah, absolutely, Eric Bieniemy is getting a head coaching job here in the cycle. And then I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to shake out. And Houston could change the dynamics real quick here. We'll see if they do. He's still in play. He's still got a chance. And I like I said, I hope he gets one. I don't know that he will. I don't know that he will. Whereas a week, 10 days ago, I would have said, he's got to be the favorite to get a job.
Right. Well, it's going to, this is a time where things seem to be what's going on, and then everything resolves itself. It feels like in a very relatively short period of time. But, man, we appreciate it. By the way, Adam, quickly, who plays Jared Valdir in the Jared Valdir story? That is such an incredible story, don't you think? And so unique, it'll never happen again, I don't think.
Well, we hope not, right? We hope it never happens again.
Right.
We hope that there's not a season like this, that the rules are set up to where something like this could happen. But when I heard about it yesterday, checked it out, I was like, whoa.
Right.
I mean, wait. Jared Valdir signed with the Pats. Jared Valdir, who started for the Colts on Saturday in Buffalo and lost and still advanced to the divisional playoff round with Green Bay.
Like, amazing.
Never happened before. Never happened before where one player has played for two teams in the same postseason.
I love it.
It's incredible. Does he have a chance to actually play for Green Bay?
I think he's going to start for Green Bay.
Really? Seriously?
Wow.
Seriously. And for those who are wondering how this happened, basically they expanded practice squads this year, expanded practice squad rules. He was on the Colts practice squad but got promoted as a practice squad player to play in the game, just like Devonta Freeman today signed with the Giants practice squad or the Bills practice squad. And even though he finished the season with the Giants, could now go to the playoffs with the Bills and play Sunday against the Ravens because they lost Zach Moss. So they signed him off their practice squad. He's technically a practice squad player. They lost. The players on practice squads can sign with other teams this year, and so he signed with Green Bay right now.
It's just, I mean, that is an awesome story. It's just, good for him. You know, we knew Jared a little bit here. He was here. He was here with the Broncos for a year and their, never ending circle of right tackles they've had over the years. But great story. All right, Adam, I'm sure it's a busy time. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks,
Bob. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider, courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers. Okay. I think we have a pretty good framework of what's going on here in Denver.
We definitely got a front runner. We definitely know who they're circling the wagons around. It's George Payton.
Yep. He's been here for the past almost 4.5 hours.
I do think it's an encouraging sign that he flew to Denver, especially if he's already had his interviews with Detroit.
I didn't know that.
Certainly, he would have been able to leverage it virtually. He didn't necessarily need to fly to Denver. So I would say, you know what? I don't know if we will hear news tonight or not. Probably are going to need more time to break down and figure out the exact contract and the language and all that. And that's got to go through the respective people. But we might hear today, tonight, that they've locked in.
Well, he's the guy. You don't want him to get back on a plane without signing the deal if you want it.
Definitely not.
I mean, the fact that you got him to come here was great. Did you ever do that? Did you ever have an offer on the table and you just had to get, you had something else and you got on a plane and they begged you not to get on a plane? And
I did. When I went to Jacksonville, I was sitting in the GM's office and my phone kept ringing and he says, "Who's calling you?" I finally look at it. I said, "I'm so sorry. This is Coach Shanahan. I hate to do this. I'm actually going to step out and I'm going to take the call." And I stepped out of his office and I was like, "Yes, great timing, Coach. Thank you." So I step out, I take the call. I step back in and I'm like, "You know what? That was Coach. I really appreciate everything you guys have done. I think I'm going to go back to Washington, though."
Oh, my gosh.
So I get in the car. They start taking me to the airport. All of a sudden, my driver gets a call. He doesn't say anything to me. He turns the car around, and he says, "I'm sorry. They told me to not let you leave town." So they took me back, took me to the hotel. I ended up having dinner with the staff, with the head coach, with everybody that night.
A hard sell.
Wined and dined me. I woke up in the morning, I still went back to Washington.
That's awesome. All right, man, we'll get to the water coolers. Hot Take Tuesday. This should be fun today. It's The Drive on the Fan.